and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Okay. I love this girl. I need your ID.
Jim.
All right. Hey, and what? It's now time to talk about Spectrum Mortgage.
Spectrum.
Where do you go when a traditional bank says no? When your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If your loan request doesn't go into the standard box, well, you call me at Spectrum Mortgage, 305-773-6300. That's right. If you call me at Spectrum Mortgage, I can help you with your non-standard loan request. Hey, Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russian, no problem. Non-resident foreign alien condo loan, we do those. Hey, we're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. So if you need a bridge loan anywhere in Florida, or you're a non-resident alien looking to buy a condo, heck, maybe you're even an American looking to buy a house. Hey, did you do a short sale? Well, then you need me, Jim Freed. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
The first leader in Marlins history, a world champion. Brought to you and now, the newest member of your all-star baseball collection. What was that tonight on Sunday when your Marlins go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers? To the Barker Believe, for the first face, get the sweet, a letter bobblehead. See the shine gas. Purchase your ticket at Marlins.com. And then, All-Star Saturday, the Marlins taking the Los Angeles Dodgers. Nice, go fish.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we're broadcasting live from Havner Hall here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Board Retreat, and we're having all kinds of technical problems, so hopefully you can hear us, but we've got a great show lined up. We're going to start with Macy Trinzonis. I'm sure I butchered her name. She's the Director of Member Engagement for the University of Florida's Real Estate Society. Welcome to the show, Macy.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Macy, what prompted you to get involved with real estate at the University of Florida?
Well, I majored in finance, and I was trying to figure out how I wanted to use my finance degree. So I just got involved in a couple organizations, and real estate really stood out to me.
Well, we got you here with another guy who's been working with me to help me set up my equipment. Luke Duffy. I'm glad that he's Luke Duffy. Did I get that right? Well, Luke, tell me a little bit about why you went to UF.
So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It was one of my only options. It was either between here and Florida State, and I think I made the right decision, Jim.
He definitely made the right decision. He was going to go to Florida State? Not really. Okay, now, we're back here. We're here with Macy. We're going to ask Macy another question. Now, Macy, what's the number one thing that you've learned so far here at the UF real estate program?
That real estate really has so much to offer. There's so many different ways or different careers you can get into in the real estate industry, and there's just something for everyone.
So then, you know, while we try to solve our technology problem and the people try to get to the buffet and all my friends are laughing at me, Howard Fabian, I could put you on the radio. Yeah, throw that football at me. I'll catch it here. So then, Dr. Malone, let's talk to you a minute. We've got the two undergraduate. You're undergraduate and graduate? Both undergrads. So, Dr. Malone, you started the whole undergraduate program up again, didn't you?
Well, no, I can't take responsibility for that. But we actually now have a real estate minor. We don't have a real estate undergraduate major, but we have a couple of courses that are in the core for folks who want to pursue their real estate endeavors, and we have a lot of folks who are accounting and especially finance majors who want to go into the more tangible side of all things fun and real estate and assets and all that, as opposed to going into, you know, the more financial and banking and stuff like that. So we really get a lot of folks, the undergraduate students, interested in real estate, and then they go up the ladder all the way through the MSRE program. So it's a fantastic opportunity to start at the undergraduate level and go all the way through the MSRE.
You could never tell he had a radio show, could you? Macy's here, hanging him on, telling him all the things he should say.
And, we have another person over here. Grant, come on over here. We got Grant over here. Grant is Grant Wishner. Oh, Grant's the treasurer of the Undergraduate Real Estate Society. That's why you were the one standing in the shade. Now, Grant, why'd you come to the University of Florida to study real estate?
I chose the University of Florida just because when I was researching it, I heard more about the Bergstrom program and really the MSRE program, and I knew UF was a top 10, and that I knew in the future that that's where I wanted to get involved, whether it be finance or real estate, and I thought that this was a great institution to be at.
Awesome. So now I tease everybody that they should listen to my segment about how to get your dream job, but I'm going to kind of go through it a little bit while I've got these three shiny pennies over here. Oh, fourth. Huh? You can do whatever you want. The technology guy's trying to solve my problems. He's asking me sensible questions. I should have sensible answers, but since I'm not sensible, I really don't. So let's first talk about what the first thing is that when you're out looking for a job that you should do. The first thing is don't limit your scope of what you're going to consider. There's something in every city in the state of Florida called the Book of Lists. Wherever you go, wherever you want, even the library here has the Book of Lists. And what you do is you take you go through the Book of Lists, you find the real estate companies, architecture companies, general contractors, whatever it is, and you say, oh, I'd like to maybe work there. And you look them up, and and you'll go through and you'll find 4, 5, 6 different places. You come and you say, Mr. Freed, I'd like to work here because now I have a roadmap. I'll go, oh, you don't want to work there. Oh, you really should consider this if you're considering that. And that's how you're going to get your dream job. You're going to do hard work in understanding who to call. You're going to call me. We're going to talk about the different firms. I'll say yes, no. We'll massage them. You'll go look up a little more information about that firm. Then we'll do emails. You'll send me a self-directed email. Mr. Freed, I looked up such and such firm. I saw that Mr. So-and-so is really involved in A, B, C, and D, and I really like A, B, C, and D. In fact, that's what I want to do, and this is why. And then I send them that email, and a lot of times they will take the meeting. And once they take the meeting, then you're on your way. You're really starting to get where you need to go, and it really does help. And so, Macy, does that kind of make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Obviously, the undergrads need more coaching on how to do it. I got Macy here. She's all flipping out here. The guys are giving her a high five. She did good. That's right. Now she's, oh, my gosh, she's blushing. I wish this wasn't radio at this point. This is actually the best part of the whole show so far. So anyway, we're broadcasting live from the Havner Hall, where the Wall of Fame includes Bill Havner and Steve Sisman and a whole bunch of other people that I don't really know, but I'd love to meet some. Oh, there's Al Warrington. How are we doing, Mr. Technology? We're still out of luck for now, but he's a Gator, so he ain't giving up yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to toss it to Wanda for an early break. Wanda will do a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll try to do some more here, more Freed on Business. We're going to talk real estate market. You students, give me a high five. Give me a fist bump. The fist bumps are going. The students are going. They're going to get their free food at the event, which is what students are all about, and I'll be back after this with great information about the Florida real estate market that you can put into action today to make money. Back after this.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news talking this and that.
You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'm finally getting the hang of Wanda's remote signals. Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I'm up in Gainesville where they just opened up the Audi store. That's right. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. I got to go drive by there. Hey, you know, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, take it away.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you.
don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. All right. All right. It's time to talk about Spectrum Mortgage. Where do you go when the traditional bank says no, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If your loan has a story to tell, if it doesn't fit in the standard box, well, you call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'll give it again. Jim Fried, 305-773-6300, because I can help you. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Brazilians, doesn't matter, Colombians, Canadians, even an American, I can help you get financed. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, we do condo loans for non-resident foreign aliens. We got the best non-resident foreign alien program in town. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we're one of Florida's oldest private lending options. Give us a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center Board Retreat here at the University of Florida. They invite us up. We go to football games. We talk about real estate. We have dinners. We have lunches. We have a great time. We see the new stuff. But what we also talk about is what's going on around the state. We have got a great guest for us. We have got, what's your name? Robert Given. Are we up? It's good? Okay. Okay, well, we'll be up there at the half-hour break, okay? All right, well, we've got Robert Given. He's here. He's the new director of apartments with Cushman & Wakefield. Is that a statewide thing?
No,
South Florida thing, okay. Well, Robert, tell me a little bit about what's going on in multifamily, because in South Florida, it seems to me like we're at a new discovery point, that things are starting to happen again.
Jim, you're absolutely right, and it's good to be up here in Gainesville with you. I look forward to your presentation tomorrow at the University of Florida. And we're all anxiously awaiting to hear it. But South Florida, to your question, is going very strong. A lot of core assets have come to market this year, and there's a huge appetite from the investment community to invest in those properties. And funds have been put together in the fourth quarter and coming out in the first quarter. So we expect to see some new high watermarks being made in the first quarter of 2017. And, fundamentals are strong throughout the region. Properties are being absorbed really well. Apartments are being absorbed. And we expect rental rates to probably plateau just a little bit instead of the 5% and 6% growth we've seen over the last couple of years. We're expecting to see 3.5%, 3 to 3.5% in some markets, while there's still a few markets where we expect to see growth still in the 4% range.
Well, Robert, that's a lot of numbers, but really that impacts a lot of people, what you do. It impacts who's on the road. It impacts where people live, where people work. So my question to you, Robert, is where are the new places that people are looking to put apartment projects? Because I've got to believe that some of the markets they've been building in, well, there may not be too many sites left.
Well, Jim, that's right. But what you're seeing now is there's a lot of kind of second cycle development sites and assemblages being made for higher density projects. We're seeing that throughout downtown Miami, Coral Gables, Wynwood, Midtown, downtown Fort Lauderdale, East Boca. So you're just going to see higher density projects as we move forward in the cycle.
So I like to call that really a concentration, maybe a vertically integrated neighborhood. By the way, if you text your wife, bit.ly/JimFreeLive, She can hear you. Just take some of this stuff upstairs with him, and then we'll get upstairs in a minute. I'm talking to the technology guys. They're trying to get us. We'll have our full thing working again when we get upstairs for the second half of the show. Not true. Not true. Hopefully it will work. I don't know. But, Robert, so you've got people, you've got funds coming into town. They're looking to buy apartment projects that are complete, but also new development. Is new development still going strong, or is there a reset? What's going on out there?
Well, Jim, construction loans are a little tighter today. We're seeing probably 60% construction loans instead of 65% like we did earlier in the cycle. But I would say development is still going very strong as long as we can find the sites. Like you said, it's just hard to find them. The other sector is value-add apartments, and essentially what's happened there is the appetite is extremely high, but we're just out of product. We're out of inventory. So, we have seen cap rates actually compress lower than core asset cap rates for value-add apartments, 1985, 1995 product that has upside to them through unit interior renovations and what have you. And we're looking for that type of product as the international investment world is starting to look for that in South Florida as well.
Yeah, so that sounds like people are looking to find a unicorn, Robert. That just doesn't really exist anymore. And when you're talking about people paying lower cap rates for that, that's probably because they're proforming out the income that they're going to pay, and I mean they're going to get, so maybe they think that it's a wash. I don't know. But the one thing I do know is everybody calls me. They always want apartments. They always want to buy cash flow. They're looking to enter the market. A new company seems to be entering the market for either development or buying cash flow all the time. What are the types of firms that you're seeing coming to the market at this point in the cycle?
Well, generally the domestic firms, the top 50 firms that typically buy core assets have been working towards through this entire cycle, which we've dubbed the millennial growth cycle, 2011-2016. Those core domestic groups continue to have an appetite. There are new funds emerging in the domestic markets, but we're starting to see a lot of international interest in South Florida, whether it's Middle East, German, China, and we're expecting to see more trades to the international community in 2017. Jim, I have to wrap. I'm so sorry, but thank you for having me, and as usual, I look forward to your next show.
It's my pleasure. All right, well, that was Robert Given. Robert heads up the Cushman & Wakefield apartment practice here in South Florida. He just moved over to Cushman & Wakefield, and now we're going to go look for our next guest. We're going to find somebody else. You know what? Let me just talk about what we've been seeing here at the program, what we've been seeing here at the conference as it's been unfolding here today. We've seen that Gainesville is really growing. There's an incredible new push for growth in Gainesville. It is focusing not just on the students, but on the people that live here. There's new projects being developed all across the city that link the city together from an economic as well as an infrastructure basis. For instance, Butler Plaza is going to push 2 million square feet of retail. They've got three different types of phases. They've got a power center, a grocery anchored part, and they've also got restaurant court, and now they're going to be building a new town center. And they're going to look to make that town center a focal point for all of the medical people that are starting to be employed by the enormous expansion that's going on at Shands Hospital and all of the new people that they're employing. In fact, with the hospital being a 24/7 business, for every person that they hire, every new slot, there's actually four people that take the job when you look at it as a 24-hour job. So it's a real interesting thing that we've been seeing at the program this entire time. It's been absolutely fascinating to watch. We've been meeting all the young kids. They're terrific. You heard us interview a couple of them earlier in the show. And what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about why the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies and why did I get involved. The reason that I got involved, beyond all other reasons, is to give back to the community. It helps me to give back to the University of Florida when I come here every year and I get involved with the students and I help the students. My gosh, could I say learn from my mistakes, learn from my experience, all those different things. So they're just, you can leave that, that's how it's just leave that there. So being ushered up to the enclave on the second floor. They're going to be doing that. We're walking past everybody, and we're going to be going upstairs. And so what we're doing now is we're walking through Havner Hall, which was a brand new building. It wasn't on campus when I was here, but it's built right into the business quad, and it's allowed a number of the other schools to really move their stuff around, and where we're going to actually broadcast the second half of the show from.
Yeah.
Where we're going to broadcast the second half of the show from is actually the center's office up on the second floor of Havner Hall. So we're walking in there. It's a great facility. And if you want to know why I'm involved, it's because people continue to give back to the University of Florida through here and through facilities like this. You've got Gersten Hall, Gary Gersten, high five to him, Havner Hall, Brian Hall, all these places, all these students studying. It's absolutely amazing. In fact, as I walk through here, the students are studying and they're giving me a dirty look. So I've got to lower my speech level. This is where we should have been the first time. How come nobody convinced me away from that other thing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is gorgeous up here. Look at all these rooms. Their TVs are bigger than mine at home. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. The Gary Rappaport Academic Success Center. Oh, wow. How come this isn't full of students?
Well, that's where you belong, in the Success Center.
Oh, thank you for joining me, Wanda. That's
sure.
Correct.
You sound out of breath. I thought I'd help you out there.
Oh, I was walking upstairs. I was moving around. I was grooving.
Is
now
this your workout for the day?
On the internet again. It is my workout for the day.
Okay.
Here's the technology guy again. We're going to try to plug in the microphone. I'm going to give it a shot again. So I hope everybody's appreciating what I'm doing to get this all out to them.
I love live radio.
Huh? You love live radio, don't you?
I love live radio.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Delays are in the air. We're looking at slow traffic on the Palmetto northbound between the Dolphin and 25th. There's an accident on the Palmetto southbound at Flagler Street. And the Don Shula stop and go southbound between Kendall Drive and the Turnpike. And 95 northbound slow from the 112 up past 62nd. And slow traffic in Davie on 75 northbound between Griffin Road and Royal Palm Boulevard. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Then don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover,
Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we've been experimenting up here at the University of Florida Real Estate Conference. Usually we broadcast live from WRUF. We had some technology changes, and WRUF was no longer consistent with our platform, so we were broadcasting live from downstairs at the Havner Hall, where they're doing a big reception. I was hoping to do red carpet, but everybody wants to network. No one wants to talk. Go think about that.
But I have plenty to talk about, as everybody knows. And hey, it's been a long time since I was at the University of Florida. And if all I did was tell you what I saw out of the window here, you'd absolutely lose your mind. So we're sitting here at the University of Florida Havner Center, which is, I guess, an academic enrichment place. And we're across the street from this huge building that's going up at University and 13th. They've been working on it for many years. It's finally out of the ground. A whole bunch of upscale student housing, a whole bunch of upscale apartments, and a bunch of, it's even going to have a Target. I can't believe it. A little urban Target. And across the street is going Publix. I can't believe it. They tore down the McDonald's where I first saw Wilbur Marshall, and they're building a Publix. Right now, all there is a big wall. Why the city allowed them to just build a wall along University Boulevard is beyond me, but I guess it's because they wanted Publix and they do whatever it took to do to get Publix. My God, they're already building the parking structure for the student housing. It's amazing. So what used to be known as the student ghetto now is what's known as the burgeoning upscale development area. Oscar Rogers moving dirt there. There's all kinds of new businesses opening up all the time, and it looks fabulous. You wouldn't recognize the place. And where I used to have my personal moments coming, you know, together after a test, or perhaps before a test, gathering myself, a lot of those spaces aren't here anymore, but instead is new spaces, brand new buildings. And in fact, the Standard is what's being called. The guy, a tech guy, high five. He knows what it's called across the street. It's called the Standard. That's right. It used to be called University Corners, but now it's the Standard. Thank you so much. Oh, you are helping me with everything today. You want a job in Miami? You heard me tell them all how to do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you get my info before I leave. I'm happy to help. You're helping me today. That's what I really come here. People go, why do you come to the University of Florida and go to all the real estate stuff and all the other networking stuff? I'm actually leaving as soon as the conference is over tomorrow. I'm not even staying for the football game. Why am I driving 10 hours round trip, five each way? It's not because of me. It's because of them. I'm coming up here to help the students and the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Center. Oh, I'll bet you that if I plugged in right here, that's where you plug the headsets in.
Yeah.
That's where they go.
Yeah, that's why I was telling
you. Oh my God, hold on, Wanda. Let me try this.
Yeah, no, it by putting that there, it makes the combo four, it splits them again.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Can you hear things?
I've now finished it. I can hear, Wanda.
Wow.
I'm hanging up the phone. I'm actually going to do Facebook Live.
Oh,
we're
going
to have fun.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. We're going to do Facebook
Live
for the second half. Hang on, you're going to see me live from the University of Florida in just a second. Oh, we're going to do a great time here. So anyway, the technology guy ends up as he's the most important guy here.
What's his name?
What's your name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, come on over here.
Thanks, Nick.
Say hello to everyone. Say hello to Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Nick. Nicholas. Can I call you Nick?
Hi, Nicholas.
I can't hear him.
Can she call you Nick?
Sure.
Yeah, you could call him Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Hello, I can hear you now.
You did a great job. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Did we lose Jim?
No, he's setting up Facebook Live right now.
I can't do it. It's freezing.
So do you go to school there, Nick?
I'm going
to
recycle it. I'm going to start again.
Yes, I'm a fourth year finance student here at the University of Florida.
And you're good with electronics. That's great.
Yes, I work in the DMBTC, which is part of the IT department.
Yeah.
On the side.
Why'd you pick the University of Florida?
Because the Gators are the best.
Oh, I love this kid.
Oh, please.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in West Palm Beach.
Okay. You want to move back to West Palm when you graduate?
No.
Where do you want to move?
Anywhere where there's opportunity.
What do you consider opportunity?
It's finance, Nick. You can do anything.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Whatever's first on your mind is okay.
Somewhere where I could showcase my skills and I know where I'd be happy in the city.
What type of city would make you happy? Obviously, not necessarily West Palm. How about Miami or Atlanta?
My parents actually used to live in Atlanta, so I do really like Atlanta. Miami would be cool too. Anywhere in the southeast, would be where I'd want to live.
Well, that's great. You know, we're getting Facebook Live back again. It's Wanda did traffic already, didn't she?
She did.
Wanda, you did traffic, right? Okay, well, we're going to go right back on here. Just give me a second. We're going to go live right now. We're going live on the Facebook. Live. Well, here, Nick, you post what we're doing, and then you just turn it on. And I'm going to go back on there. But you were great.
Thank you.
And just let me know, Nick, you heard me give the speech to all those kids down there about the real estate? It's about you, too.
Okay.
I can help you in Atlanta, New York, Dallas, Chicago. I'm going to Chicago for a big finance thing this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking at the IMN Real Estate Family Office Conference.
Okay.
And all of the people that have buildings in the Esperante and everything in downtown West Palm.
Okay.
I know them.
Really?
That's right. Oh, you could hear him too. That's great. This is a great multi-directional mic. So I guess that really shows why I come up here. And Wanda, thanks for helping me out, by the way, for getting Nick to open up about what he wants to do.
Sure. So I'm here.
It is. Well, let's go to an early break, and maybe I can finally get one good, clean segment going the way we want from here. Wanda, let me go to a break, and then we'll come back, and Nick will have us back up on Facebook Live, and we'll have one good segment with Facebook. We'll interview Nick. We'll have a great time.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Well, we'll be back with great information here from UF as soon as we're done with the commercials.
Gentlemen, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, all right, we're back here at UF, and we're talking to Nick, my good buddy who's running the tech. It's not even his day. Look what you stepped into, Nick. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about Spectrum Mortgage. What do you do if your loan doesn't fit into the standard box? What happens if you're a non-resident foreign alien, if you're from Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, Russia, Colombia? Doesn't matter. I can help. We do a lot of loans for non-resident foreign aliens, for Florida people too. If you're from Florida and you did a short sale, I can help you. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's when I do this now. I go like this. It's always reversed because I don't do it the right way. But it's funny. Call me at 305-773-6300. We got a laugh from the crowd here. We're here at Havner Hall. It's great. But if you need a loan anywhere in South Florida, give me a call. We're one of the oldest Dentist, private lenders in Florida. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Toured one of the super luxury condos the other day. I have a request there from an Argentinian buyer through his lawyer. So give us a call. We can help you too at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are having a great show here from UF. I want to say hey to my good friend Sebastian, one of my good clients. I want to say hello to my good friend Sharon, my buddy Jeff. Jeff, keep the automatic weapons in check, please. And of course, Heidi. Hey, high five to Heidi. All right, now, of course, I got to tell one more thing. Sebastian, go Gators, brother. Now, we're up here broadcasting from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Advisory Board Retreat. And the reason I'm up here is the same reason I'm in the mortgage business. It's not about me. It's about them. Bruce Turkel's book. It's all about them. I come up here. We met Nicholas today, who's the finance guy who's helping me put my technology together. We didn't get it right all the way, but we got it right here at the end of the day, and that's what's important because that's what we do here. We're all about helping other people on the Freed on Business show. It's all about somebody else, whether they want to get a mortgage, whether they need to buy real estate, whether they want to get a job. My first segment of the show, I was telling some of the young students how to get a job. It was absolutely fabulous. And then Nicholas helped me, and we talked about how to help Nicholas get a job. And he didn't realize that an old man from Miami might be able to get him hooked up with the right people in Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, or Los Angeles. I have friends everywhere, Nicholas. You can guarantee yourself that. And so, yeah, it's not Freed Hall, it's Havner Hall, but it is Freed on Business. We're having a great time. Hey, I'm giving a high five to my buddy Earl. Yep, welcome back to Gainesville. Earl, wish you were here, bro. Wish you were here. Maybe we can get you here with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. Come to our big conference we have in the wintertime and bring your neighbor Jackie. Love to see Jackie too. So now what are we here doing at the University of Florida? We're talking about the real estate program. We talked about the real estate market, but what we're really doing here is we're educating the students on how to go out and find a job. Now people, if you're listening and you have kids, you just heard it right. I got 110 high-powered business executives downstairs at the University of Florida's Havner Hall, and they're helping the kids network and get jobs. If the kids are smart enough to know how to work that crowd, their future job is down there. And if they're not smart enough how to work that crowd, well, I'll be down there in 15 minutes, and I'll strap them on my back, and I'll help them meet as many people as they want. So I come up here, I'm not even going to the football game. They got a great football game, they got a beautiful stadium. I try to get a room where I can see the football stadium, didn't happen. I got a great view of the restaurant on the second floor. I did ask for a high floor, so the guy was good to me. But I come here not for the hotel room. I do like to stay at the particular hotel because it's where all the, I did see Tim Tebow there. Oh yeah, yeah, Tim Tebow, the cheerleaders, I got it all last year. Exactly, Tebow's playing for the Mets. He couldn't get away from the orange and blue. So, but the face of Gainesville's changing. We went on a tour that looked at the new shopping area, Butler Plaza and Celebration Point. They're gonna be joined over I-75. You'll be able to right across I-75. It's insane what they're building there until you realize that the interior circulation road is going to have a higher traffic count than just about any other road in Gainesville. Why? Because people are going to have a destination place to go shop and eat and play and have a great time and not have to dive into the university part of the university if they don't want to, because a lot of the people who live in Gainesville live west of 75. They live outside of the university village, if you will, and they want stuff for themselves, and now that stuff's available. We had a bad wireless connection. Oh, we're back on internet. That's right, but we're hardwired here for the radio show, and we know who to talk to when we need that the next time. Getting two thumbs up again from Nick. Nick, the finance major, if anybody there needs anybody in finance, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I got a kid who knows how to work under pressure. You know that's what you proved today. You proved that you could take a non-standard situation and problem solve under a lot of pressure. Now, who wants somebody like that working for them? If you do, call my cell at 305-773-6300. This guy is the real deal. He's terrific. He's even presentable. Well, maybe after a shave he'd be presentable. Anyway, so I'm here paying it forward at UF, looking to find the next top-of-the-line real estate professionals and helping them all interact and get jobs. You'd think, well, they all know how to interact and get jobs. Really, the one who knows the best is the kid who sold chicken parts over the summer. He sold pallets of chicken parts. You figure that out. I don't know. Looks like they're building a new road to Burrito Brothers. It better have extra special compaction because it's going a lot of people going to want to go to Burrito Brothers. That's right. I knew you go to Burrito Brothers. It's right down the street. You know, I used to live back right down there. They tore it down many, many years ago. I was here the day they were tearing down where I grew, where I lived in Gainesville, and I got, they were the Bearded Brothers, and they collect the stuff and then they recycle it. And so they were tearing up the floorboards, and I got some of the floorboards. I plan to make picture frames for myself and my roomies of all of our pictures together at the place. That was 10 years ago. I still haven't gotten the picture frames made, but it's still my intent. Maybe when I retire to Haley Plantation here or something, Hale Plantation. But Gainesville is a year-round place now. They have huge technology place. Another thing that we did was we went and visited Innovation Square. That's the doubling of the size of the Innovation Hub in downtown Gainesville. It's amazing. They're doubling the size. It's going to be like 100,000 square feet now. They have 25,000 square feet. They have David, you know, David, I'm getting texted from David. David's not, I got confused. There's so many ways people can get. David's texting me. Jim, I know you're at the University of Florida. Turn on your radio, David, and just text me what you want. I'll tell you what the answer is. But the Innovation Center is doubling in size. You'd be amazed at how close that is. Hey, Lauren, go Gators. Alan, high five. And so there's the doubling of the size of the Innovation Square. I keep turning around because I'm looking at towards the Innovation Square. The ratty apartments that were across from Tiger Hall, they're gone. In their place is some amazing cubic development. It looks really cool. I would want to live there. I even picked out the unit I want. I want to be facing the university so I can look at Tiger Hall, look at the football stadium, have my balcony, have my patio. I'm done talking because if I said any more, I'd get in trouble. Now, what I do am amazed at is the traffic. The traffic is nuts. You know, they were so anti-car when I was here. When I was here and I was involved in student government, God forbid they would allow us to build a parking garage. Now there's gazillion parking garages on campus. You can't move. It's actually, I couldn't believe it. I tried to choose which route I was going to take to the freaking northeast corner of the campus just based on traffic. You must be kidding. But on the south side, there's some beautiful apartments that have been built that are by the medical center. And now the medical center is taking a full bore, full on impact into the University of Community, and Butler Plaza is specifically getting retailers to go there because they're seeing the potential of attracting and capturing the high income population of the medical center as they're going home west under I-75. Nicholas has got another. Nicholas, just say it. Come on, you're smart.
It's Shands.
What did I call it?
The medical center?
The medical center is called Shands, yeah. That much I knew. You know, my wife does need a kidney transplant, and we are on the list at Shands. And I am hoping that I don't need to come to Shands, but if I do, then I'm ready to go. I love this place. In fact, I really would like it if my wife would allow us to come here and have her transplant, because she'd see what I see in Gainesville, which is a nice, beautiful place to have a great quality of life. It's not the fast lane of Atlanta. I know Nick doesn't want to start his career here because he wants to go someplace and, be high financing and change the world a little bit. So, but at the same token, it's a great place to live. There's great lifestyle. They're opening the first 365 here. I think it's in the state of Florida. They're going to open up the year real soon. And it's just been a great eye-opening experience for all the retailers when they come and they see the strength of the Gainesville market. And while I tweak the nose of the people on the transportation, a traffic jam here lasts like one light change, like 5 minutes. So it's really not all that bad. They're building, like I said, the Publix is right up here against the northeast corner of the university, right across from the Standard, the project that I worked on for years. High five to the Landmark Group for getting it done. But Oh my gosh, we've got people on my Facebook thing that are even talking about Vivian's kidney transplant. That's right, we need to get Vivian a kidney transplant. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Nick says it's okay to talk about, so we will. My wife, as everybody knows, needs a kidney transplant. It's the end of the summer. I've been on a campaign all summer to help her get a kidney transplant, but I've been unsuccessful. If you want any information about how to help Vivian, you can go to, you email r1125@renewal.org. Again, to get information on how you can help Vivian, all you have to do is email r1125@renewal.org. Renewal is a bunch of people up in New York that are helping us manage the process. You know, it's a very psychologically straining process. A lot of the people that have been living donors that wanted to help just haven't made it all the way through to the end of the process. It's been, I gotta say, for me, disappointing and discouraging. But what it's done is it's allowed me to see what the true value is in my wife and who she truly is. And my wife is an amazing, amazing person. She is strong as an ox. She gets up at 5:30, 5:45 sometimes to go to dialysis. She goes every day to dialysis except Sundays. And if they had it on Sundays, she'd go on Sundays too. So if you want to help my wife, the light of my life, Vivian Fried, you can look up her story on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other stuff. It's all over that. But please go to r1125@renewal.com to get more information. And remember, if I can help you, if I can help you with a mortgage, please give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can do all kinds of debt, private lenders. I've got institutional debt. I've got all the banks. Juanita, how much time do we have left today?
4 or 5 minutes.
4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, well, I can go talk about more about what's going on here at the University of Florida.
We'll
There's other things that are happening here also. They have this brand new park that they just developed. Again, it's Depot Park. Is that what it's called? Nick's not sure, but it's an amazing park. They did it. It took them 25 years to reclaim the land. They're doing a museum there, the Case Museum, where they're going to be developed and built in honoring Dr. Case, the guy that invented Gatorade, and his whole family is going to be doing that. And so, one of the things, I'm just going to go back to the Vivian kidney thing because it's really important to me. You know, I come up here to the University of Florida. I see thousands and thousands of healthy people walking around. A person only needs one kidney to lead a healthy life. I have a friend that's a Zumba instructor. She's got two kids. She only has one kidney. She's in the peak of health. I'm just not a viable candidate. If I've got medicines and surgeries and other aggravation that nobody needs to hear about on the radio. But the point is that I've got people texting me to do real estate deals from all over the country right now, and I'm doing my radio show. And I lost my train of thought, but I think I was talking about why people need to get more information about kidney donation. You go to r1125@renewal.org, email them, they'll email you back. They'll tell you about organ donation and why it's important. Vivian Fried is the light of my life. She was placed on this earth to bring beauty and love to everybody that she meets, and she needs our help. So you go to r1125@renewal.org if you want to help Vivian, and we're going to try to bring some of the people down from New York. They're going to try to have some spiritual meetings during the fall season down in Miami. And we're going to try to really raise awareness for kidneys and kidney donation. Again, if you want information, just email r1125@renewal.org. I'm sorry if you're watching on Facebook. I'm rubbing my eyes. I think we know why. So we've only got a couple minutes left. Let me do this. I want to thank everybody. It's our eighth year. This is the eighth year of Freed on Business, and I want to thank all of our listeners for making it special for us. I want to thank our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive. You know, Warren Henry just opened up their Audi dealership up here. I'm going to go take a look tonight. Magnum Energy Solutions, Don Weidenfeld's a member of the UF Real Estate Board. Nine Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, and Boris, thank you all season for being our sponsor. The CCIMs, Kind Snacks, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, the Miami Dolphins. But I want to thank again our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Hey, you know, go on Facebook. Share it. You know, that's something I didn't mention. Everybody likes the Vivian stuff. You need to share it. If you share it, your system, your network finds out. Share the Vivian story, please. Join our community. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. I just passed 3,000 Twitter followers personally. That gives me like 5,500. Facebook, LinkedIn, 7,000, 8,000, I lost count. YouTube, the website gets thousands of hits each week. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the webpage. Go to www.freedombusiness.com. Hey, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next week. Why? Because I think by now you know I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's yours. We made it. High five to Nick. Nick, come in here and give me a fist bump. That's Nick's fist. Get closer. I want you on the Facebook. Yeah, there it is. All right, Wanda, take it away.
We hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Bond market uncertainty and conservative options such as CDs, money markets, and savings accounts that offer no appeal, you may be asking yourself, where is the right place to invest? At Guerra Financial Group, we tailor financial strategies that tackle your investment worries. Call 305-448-1011, 305-448-1011, and ask for your financial GPS, 305-448-1011.
Securities offered through Guerra Advisory Services.